We've got a cemetery in our garden we found when we moved in.
What do you mean you found a cemetery?
Well, it's just there at the top of the garden. We've got six bodies in it, and, yeah, there they are.
Any stones? Any headstones?
Yep, headstones. The most recent was buried in 1972.
Oh, my God, I don't fancy that. That's virtually having a lodger. No, I'm not nuts about that. Would you like a bit of found a 72?
Yeah, but you could charge him rent.
Well, exactly.
Well, I guess it's better than that, because we've met the next person who's going to be buried there as well.
Oh, no, you've still got to allow ceremonies to take place at the end of your garden.
That's right.
So who is it?
It's an old lady. We don't actually know her name, but...
How old is she?
She's 93 at the moment.
Oh, keep feeding her bananas and all bran and stuff and then sell the place. That's what I'm saying. When you viewed the place, did they say the end of your garden is sacred?
Oh, yeah, it's quite a feature of the place. Actually, it's mentioned on the details and stuff. They're quite proud. It's because the area is a Protestant area, and hundreds of years ago, the Catholics did not allow the Protestants to be buried in the cemeteries in France.
So that's a stick at the end of your garden?
Huh?
To stick them at the end of your garden.
That's right.
Here's the obvious question, given that we've been dealing with this all morning, things you've found and things people have taken. When you move, will you be taking them with you? It's yours. You're entitled to. Who knows? On eBay, what a French corpse would get.
We are entitled to be buried there ourselves, though, if you want to.
You can be buried there. I don't think I'd like to be buried next to someone who was buried in 1972. It's bad enough travelling on the tube. I wouldn't like to be next to someone I didn't know who's only been down there 30 years. And there's heads. What about family? Do they come to visit the end of your garden?
Yeah, every All Saints Day, November the 1st, the whole family comes back and visits the graves and puts flowers.
Oh, you
can
charge admission.
Yeah, you could be mean about that. I think it's you know, for any future generations of your own family there, Chris, and it's a fantastic story, but when there are about three and they say, Daddy, have we got fairies at the end of our garden? No, dear. We see dead people. Oh, no, you know, that's the kind of thing that walks.